broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and Fee.
Good evening, sports fans. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, Wednesday night, 8:10. Not bad. Jack ain't here.
Early.
I know. Jack ain't here. Great. We get on.
Yep. Jack.
Neil, you do a good job. Jack sucks.
Jack, okay.
Man. You agree or not?
No.
No agreeing?
No. I'd much prefer
you Jack. You have a sexy voice tonight.
Okay. Yeah.
Doesn't he?
Well.
Huh? You got a little cold or not?
Yes,
COVID?
I do.
You got it?
Do not have COVID. I did my little test this morning to make sure.
Did you stick it way up your nose?
Not way up my nose. I had to go in 3/4 of an inch. Swirl it around in each nostril 5 times.
Any boogers?
Do the hokey pokey and turn yourself around.
Dun, 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 dun. Something like that.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
It was good.
No wonder you're such a karaoke king.
Hey, in my day, I was good at it.
Yes, you were. Still are.
No, not anymore. Gave it up.
Yeah.
We are joined by my good friend and cohort, Mr. Harold Feely. Hello, Fee.
Hello, Bobby.
And joining us
dun, da, da, da.
On the guest microphone
dun,
tonight,
da, da, da.
The myth, the man, the myth,
the legend,
the myth legend, Gary Lee Hargis.
Nope.
What was Gary Lee Hargis? And you say he says he listens all the time, right?
He does.
Remember when he sang? He used to play the guitar.
Yeah.
Does he still do that?
I think he does.
We're going to get him up here.
Yeah.
We're going to have him write our intro.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Have our own intro.
Gary Lee Hargis is writing a theme song for Bubba
for
and Fee
Bubba
Sports
and Fee.
Talk.
I like it.
That's your job to get him to do that.
Yeah.
We'll pay him.
We'll get him.
We'll give him some peanuts and...
I'll pay him.
Digger. That voice you hear is the commissioner of the MAC, Mr. Don Kemper. Hello, Digger.
Hello, Bubba.
Digger Don.
Hello, Fee.
Welcome to the show tonight.
Great to be on.
It's great to have you. And every year you always grace us, usually about once every sports season. We have you on during the fall and the winter. You know, this year starts out in the MAC, and it looks like another solid sports program for the MAC. Looks like the MAC's off to a good start in all the sports.
Yeah, you know, football looks to be competitive. A lot of teams near the top of, you know, 3-0 records and beat some really good teams. And then you have the teams that are 1-loss, 2-loss, whatever, that are still very competitive, can play with a lot of teams. And it's going to be interesting going into the football season. And then volleyball's crazy again.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's there are probably 4 or 5 teams that are going to battle for the top spot and very competitive, and probably, you know, towards the end of the year, you're probably going to see, you know, 5 teams ranked in the state.
Absolutely. So we'll turn our attention to football starting out and the Indians via game that you guys did on Friday night to Barenberg against Colwart Cavaliers. Once again, the Cavs are just the Cavs, man. They are solid.
Very solid program over there. Chip's pretty dang good.
Yeah.
Tell you what, he's got a lot of kids out, and they're damn good. We actually came out pretty strong, though. We came out and drove down the field. Took about 7 minutes, but we ended up giving it back to them, and they drove it down the field. We actually had a pretty decent defensive stand, and then they threw a touchdown pass, but...
Yeah, you know what? There's some things in that game that you got to look at the bright side of that, okay? And look at the positives. And,
right.
And one positive that I seen was we're behind 21-0, late in the second. They're driving, and we stopped them.
We did. And that's a knockout punch.
And you know how that is, Don. When we never stop them. I mean, really. You know, and it was something that you got to look at and as a positive because, by golly, we stopped them. Was it Marcel Blessing game?
Blessing game, yeah.
He's some kind of athlete.
Yeah.
And
quick.
He is. And
that's the biggest thing I noticed. They're so quick. I mean, that speed is just – I mean, every time somebody would get tackled, they'd have 4 Coldwater guys on them. They just swarm to the ball, and they're just a great program.
They are. And like I listened to you and Cal Bent pregame, and you guys talked about – it wasn't about – you know, we just want to keep getting better week in and week out. And we have a monster game this weekend against Minster.
This team. Is a biggie, yeah.
A team that we think we can compete with, and that they also are. They're just like we are. They need this win too. And
could be a great game.
It should be a good one over at Minster, and I don't know. I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Yep.
Where are you going Friday night?
Probably go up to Dolphus.
Who is that?
Dolphus Marion Local.
Oh yeah, is that Stadium Park.
Stadium Park.
And that is Friday night.
Friday night.
Good.
Yeah, they don't play any of their MAC games for a change. They don't play any of their MAC games on Saturday this year, which is
nice.
Kind of unusual.
They always used to, didn't they?
Yeah, usually Jefferson will play a Friday night, and they'll have to play a Saturday. But the way the schedule worked out, both teams aren't home. On the same Friday, you know, what would be the same Friday night. So,
good
worked
deal.
Out pretty well.
Yeah. Well, we are going to take a break, pay some bills. We're going to come right back and talk Indian football and the Minster Wildcats right after this sports talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Summer grilling season is here, and Wayne Street Market has everything you need. They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go, and their prices are the lowest around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound. T-bones, New York strips, and bone-in ribeyes are $7.99 a pound. Their ground chuck is $4.29 a pound, bulk or patties, and Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Get everything for your summer grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. And Wayne Street Market is hiring, full-time or part-time in all departments.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Did you realize the Fed is highly considering moving short-term interest rates up for operating money with 5 to 7/4% increases this year? No, it's not the end of the world, but planning is definitely imperative. And these costs will be passed down to you without a careful review and plan. Come visit me today for a review of your plan and your business. Have a chat with someone that puts you first. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, at CSG Consulting in Fort Recovery. 419-852-4049.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious, home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Fort Recovery Music Boosters will be holding their annual All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast on Sunday, October 25th at the Legion from 8:30 to noon. Tickets are available for any high school or junior high band or choir member, and you can get them at the door. The tickets are only $7 each, and kids 5 and under are free, and carryouts will be available. You'll get scrambled eggs, sausage, pancakes, fruit, pastries, and a drink. So stop out for breakfast on Sunday morning, October 25th, for the Music Boosters annual All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast from 8:30 to noon at the Legion. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, our Lady Indians will travel to Versailles to take on the Tigers. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of the match, and the NFHS video will be available. On Friday, it's MAC football again as our Indians travel to Minster. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that game with our pregame show starting at 6:40, and the NFHS video will be available. Get to as many games as you can to help support our Indians teams this fall. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
We're joined by the commissioner of the MAC, Mr. Don Kemper, and my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely, and we're talking Indian football.
Yep.
And MAC football also, and we got beat there Friday night, and we turned our attention out to the Minster Wildcats, a team that was loaded with freshmen last year. Those boys are all sophomores now, and they've kind of been like Fort Recovery. You know, they They took one on the chin early, but then they come back, and I think they beat Graham. Is that correct?
Yep. Yeah.
And a lot like us, they had a nice win there in week two, and then last week they played, who beat Marion last year?
It was Marion.
Yeah. Marion flexes their muscle, and they're coming off a tough one, and we're coming off a tough one, and I expect a real shootout.
Yeah, Minster competed last week. You know, I watched a little bit of video on that. And, you know, the first half, they competed pretty well. Yeah. Minster's, you know, what's the old saying? The best thing about freshmen is they turn into sophomores.
Yep.
And I think that's, you know,
they got a bunch of them, don't
they? Yeah, that's what's going on. They have some young players that, you know, you take your lumps in the MAC playing as a freshman, yeah, sophomore. And, you know, they've taken those lumps and they're getting better. And so it'll be, I think it'll be a very competitive and interesting game Friday night.
I do too. And I always like going over Minster. I think that's a neat place to watch a football game.
It's a good time.
Great press box. And that game will be on 4 Recovery Radio, correct, Neil?
Always, yes.
Always on 4 Recovery Radio.
Yep. Well, I had 4 Recovery Radio on this afternoon and it wasn't on.
It was not
anytime
on.
Anytime there's a game.
Oh.
Yeah.
You said it's always on.
Always.
Yeah, well.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the promo for it was on.
You again show your
top of the hour.
He's always thinking, ain't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes he's wrong, but he is thinking.
Yeah. Last time I seen you was a wow.
Wow.
Or
as I like to call it, the low.
The low, because
I am a loser on the Wabash.
He's a loser on
loser
the Wabash.
On the Wabash.
And they could have called it a Dow because you were drunk on the Wabash.
Drunk on the Wabash.
And you wasn't much better, Mr. Paley.
No, I was not.
I think to be honest, it was beside the Wabash.
Yeah, it was. Wasn't really on it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Be like a showboat or a gambling boat.
I possibly could have drowned had it been on the Wabash.
Yes, you could have.
In that foot and a half water, we would have went down.
It's really great to go down there because you see all, you know, Yosie's down there, and we haven't seen, you don't see Yosie but a couple times a year. And Otis, big O, you know, and he takes care of everything. Otis sets a tent, gets pizzas, he does everything.
Yep.
He's the wow connoisseur. No, what is it? Who's the guy that tells you where everything's at? And
sommelier, I think.
Who?
No, that's a wine guy. That's Harold's brother.
It's a
concierge.
He is the wow concierge. Sets everybody up, and it was a fun time at the Wow.
You know, that's a really neat event. And you know what? I told my wife on the way home, you know, there's nothing better than coming back to Fort Recovery and just be Digger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
It's really, you know, it's kind of cool.
Yeah. And it was neat because you could tell he's Digger because everybody had you in a headlock.
Yeah, I mean, I've...
Day pants, yeah. I'd see one time your underwear was over your head.
Yeah. I mean, it was like old times.
Welcome to the fort.
Welcome home.
A lot of love here. Yeah. So we look at last week's MAC games Marion Local over Minster. Anna dumped St. Henry. I thought St. Henry might have a shot there, but I don't know. That's another team that we would have a shot at St. Henry.
We might have a shot at
St. Henry's another team that's young, and they're young, they're going to take some lumps. And they're, you know, the thing about that situation is, you know, there are times those young guys can compete. And, you know, and push a pretty good team. So, you know, it'll be interesting for them, again, to see how things turn out this season because, you know, they are young. They, I don't know how many starting seniors they have, but I don't think there's a lot.
Right.
Yeah, Indians are the same way.
And they also lost their quarterback. The kid decides to not play like 3 weeks before the season starts. And you go all summer thinking he's your quarterback, and then you get that third at you. So,
yeah.
St. Henry has some question marks, and that's another team that we'll be able to compete with. And I talked to a bunch of guys in New Bremen. They said Parkway competes.
Yep.
Yeah. And they said, you know, they hit you. And Parkway's got some good athletes coming through there right now.
Yeah, they have a really nice running back linebacker, Eddie Nichols.
Nichols. Yeah.
Really good player. And
he was pretty good last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
God, when you chime in like that, talk again.
Jeez.
Listen to that.
Settle down, Bob.
Barry White. You got Barry White.
Barry White.
Gonna have to get my voice distorter going. Jeez.
No, I'm just saying, Spencer, you're sounding good.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna start recording songs.
But yeah, they, you know, I think Parkway's, you know, Parkway in week two, I believe, took on North Central, which I think it's their first year of varsity football.
Okay.
And you know, beat them up pretty good.
Yeah.
And you know, the Nichols as a running back had, he set a couple records. I mean, he's in the OHSA longest run. I think him and 87 of his closest friends.
Really, 99 yards?
Yes.
Yep.
Because you can't
no.
Go can't over go 99. On.
That's like, it'll never be beat.
Right.
Unless they change the rule.
Yeah. Right?
We were thinking. Absolutely.
Yeah. Like twins.
We are. We're brothers.
Not too much gets by.
Pretty sharp.
Pretty sharp. Sharp.
Pretty yes, sharp. Sir. And then you're going up and see Devil St. John's on Friday against Marion Local. And what do you know about the Blue Jays?
They came out to a good start.
You know, low numbers.
Well coached.
I talked to Todd a couple weeks ago, and he made the comment that there are some kids running around the hallways at St. John's that, you know, normally would be playing football, and they're not. Mm-hmm, so yeah. He was a little, I think, I won't say frustrated, but, you know, he'd like to see those kids out there.
Get them kids.
For their sake and the team's sake. But, you know, they're that team, they don't have the numbers, but they compete like crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, he has those guys, you know, I always say they're gonna be in any game in the first quarter.
Yeah.
You never see, I mean, very seldom do you see, you know, they're down, you know, 35 to
right.
to
right out of the game.
Nothing at halftime or whatever. You know, they compete. And, you know, those low numbers wear on them. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's what I would expect Friday night. They're probably going to compete a little bit. And you know, Marion's pretty good. I mean, they have maybe a little bit of the quarterback is actually my wife's nephew's boy.
Okay.
So he has his moments,
yeah.
you know, but you know, it doesn't seem like they're like when they played WAPOC and somewhat with Macomb, they didn't get a lot of yards rushing, and that's kind of unusual for
surprising,
Tim's
yeah.
team. So it'll be interesting to see how the season goes. You know, the quarterback play is a little bit on and off. I mean, he's a very good athlete, but he's had games where he was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And he's had times in those games where wasn't so phenomenal, but he's a competitor. And,
yeah.
It'll be interesting to see, you know, how that season progresses. But I think that'll be a pretty competitive game up till halftime.
You know, we talk about Versailles, defending state champ, and you said you had him in scrimmage earlier this year, and you said, you know, they're good again, and
yeah.
and they're off to a great start, and winning breeds winning, and that's kind of what you're seeing there.
Yeah, they're definitely, you know, Ryan Jones is putting together a program there, and you know, the thing about Versailles is they have, you know, I would call it a continual run of athletes
yep.
that, you know, in Division 5, 6, 7 football, you need, you know, 5 or 6, 7 good athletes,
athletes.
And a couple of big guys, you know,
yeah.
and you're going to do okay. And, you know, I think Ryan's got things going in the right direction over there. And, you know, I don't think they're near as good as they were last year. They don't have I don't feel like they have the ability to just, when they want to run the ball, just run it down your throat.
Yeah.
But they have a really, I mean, obviously the Stonebreaker kid, they have a really good quarterback.
Yeah.
He plays defensive end too, and just a tremendous athlete. And, he does a lot for him.
So you look at we talked about the Max flexing their muscle, and it's going to be another banner year. And I look for when I look at the playoff projections, and it's a little watered down, you know, because 16 teams get in, but there'll be a bunch of MAC teams make the playoffs. And one team that's going to make playoffs is going to be the year Fort Recovery Indians, because I believe one more win gets us in, and I got a feeling that we're going to get that win, and we're going to get a few more than that, because I like our team. I like our the, you know, we got some kids that can play football.
Our skilled positions are really solid.
Yep.
I mean Troy Holman and Riggs Toby. I mean, we got some nice wide receivers.
Reese Guggenbiller.
We get the Ramo boy back.
That's right.
Which we're kind of hearing maybe this week.
Yep.
So, you know, we are solid, right? And our line's getting better.
Yep.
I think, you know, we started out a little weak, a little shaky that first week, but I think they got better the next week with the win over Urbana. And, you know, last week you're, you know, it's like blocking the NFL. You know?
Right.
Good luck with that one, you know.
Yep.
But,
and I think Bo-10's going to get, you know, them guys are going to get better. You know, Bo will lead them. And,
yeah.
And I think our line will get better. Ross Pearson's having a hell of a game. I love the freshman Reese. Is it Wendell?
Wendell, yeah.
Wendell kid.
Yeah.
He's going to be a hell of a
player. He's a stud.
Player.
Yeah. He's a stud.
Yeah.
What well, Wendell
right.
family's that?
That'd be Terry's.
Terry's,
right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
St. Joe's Storch.
Yep. He's, okay.
Yeah, he'll knock your head off.
He dominated junior high. I mean,
yeah.
You see them kids every once in a while, they come through. It's like, whoa, this kid's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah.
And he
ain't scared.
Be fun to watch.
And,
no.
You know, I like the makeup of those guys. And,
yep.
And, you know, Brent's very optimistic. If you talk to Brent, like, and Brent ain't gonna blow smoke up yet, you know. He's gonna tell you how it is, and he really likes the mentality of our kids, and you know, I anytime you have Troy Holman on your team, the kid is a winner. The kid's he's a winner. He's a competitor, and he's in the purple and white. And I guarantee you, Friday night we're gonna be ready for Minster, and I look for us to get there. But
yep,
I think we're gonna get him. So let's take a break. We're gonna talk volleyball, and then we're gonna talk some football. NFL kicks off this week. It'll be a great NFL first week. And we're also going to talk about the officiating. And I hear through the grapevine that I could be a referee if I take a five-hour class online. Is that true?
Some truth to that.
Yep. Some truth. We're going to come right back. Talk to
me. Check it out.
The Commissioner. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Ball is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Ah! Nothing says fall better than the smell of chili in the air, the sound of horseshoes clanking iron, and the sight of young kids pedaling tractors down a dirt track. Of course, I'm talking about the St. Joe Homecoming Festival, held on September 9th through 11th on the grounds of St. Joseph Church, 1.5 miles northeast of Fort Recovery. It all kicks off on that Friday night with St. Joe's largest cornhole tournament and wraps up on that Sunday evening with the Friends of St. Joe Church raffle drawing. From kids' games to gambling, cake stands to live music, horseshoe tournaments to tractor pulls, and plenty of food and drinks, there's fun for the entire family at the St. Joe Festival September 9th through 11th. See the Church Bulletin or St. Joe Homecoming Festival Facebook page for all the details.
Here's a way you can support a local business and help restore the Morvilius Opera House. All through the month of September, every fuel transaction at Fort Site Fuel will help support the restoration of the Morvilius Opera House. The Friends of the Opera House Committee keeps progressing, and here's a way you can help out, too. It's a win-win. You can support Fort Site Fuel, one of our new businesses, and help finance the preservation and restoration of the Morvilius Opera House.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. Fee, what we got left the rest of this week in Indian sports?
Looks like tomorrow night, volleyball at Versailles. WPGW simulcasting. And NFHS video will also be available tomorrow. I don't know.
Volleyball? Digger, do you know, do they hook up with the Tiger on their NFHS video at Versailles?
Believe so.
They do?
I know they do in a lot of sports, but... I'm not. I don't know that for sure. So, but the video will be there, even if it doesn't have the audio. Then you kind of have to do Scott the pause. And
if he's covering the game, I think Scott Ward usually takes care.
He'll
of
have it.
Yep.
Good. And Friday we got the big game at Minster. FRHS will have the OFRR broadcasting, and FHS video will be available. I didn't think they did it over there.
Yeah, they have it. But I don't think they have anybody. Connected
it
to
does
it.
With it. Okay, that's what I wondered.
They need Bruce Monin to take care of that.
Yeah,
there you might. Go.
He just might.
End of fourth quarter.
End of fourth quarter.
End of fourth
I'm
quarter.
Knock him out. Pet peeve drives us nuts. Drives us absolutely nuts.
And it ain't much of a drive, really.
No.
Don't take that's much. Point. Pretty easy.
Yeah, hey, we're back. You can here. Get there in a golf cart.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're back here talking Indian sports. We're turning our attention to volleyball and Mac is flexing its muscles, and the Indians have come upon my Fort Carey volleyball team. Young, still trying to figure it out. Last night we compete with Salina. Salina's got a really nice ball club. The Indians come out and win the first game.
Solid first game, didn't they?
Is it game or set?
Set.
Win the first set. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yep.
Why they do that?
I don't know.
Huh?
Just cause problems.
Just screw us up.
Game one, game two, game three, game four.
Like in tennis, it's game, set, match. They skip the game part and it goes to set and match.
I don't understand it. But
anyway,
the Indians come out and play well the first game and get to
set. The first set.
First set. And they get that one, and then Salina comes back, and some good volleyball was played last night up at the Fort side, but the Indians fall a little short in four sets and lose to the Salina Bulldogs. And now we turn our attention to the Versailles Tigers, who won the Cav
Spike off
starting out season. So, and they are led by a couple of Fort Recovery. You guys all know Jackie Kalp, Briscoe, and she's got two daughters playing. And and I'm sure they're good athletes.
Yep. Yes, they are.
I would think so. Their mama. Played a lot of volleyball.
Mama was a pretty good volleyball
player. And, pretty good volleyball.
And the Indians going to have to play bring their A game tomorrow night against Versailles. And, I haven't talked to Travis, but I know Travis. I know he's a very, he don't get down.
No,
you know, and
positive.
He's going to keep those kids positive. And, and it just takes that little bit to get them turned around, because we're athletic enough to
absolutely.
Be a good
I agree. And that game is such a big momentum thing, you know what I mean? If you can get rolling, you know, come tournament time, you're going to be one of them teams that nobody wants to play.
Yeah, that's right. And the MAC is just absolutely loaded in volleyball. New Bremen and Parkway, Coldwater, St. Henry, Versailles.
Solid.
I mean, every week is a mother of a game.
Yeah, you don't get no easy breaks.
Yeah, we had a good match at Parkway, and I didn't realize at the time that they were undefeated, and they still are. They're good.
Yeah, they're really, really good. And Digger, how does that happen? How do we continue to dominate volleyball like that?
Well, I think there are a lot of reasons. There's a lot of club volleyball played. And that club volleyball is critical to, development of high school players. And people that buy into that. And, I mean, it's a grind. That club volleyball is not for sissies.
No.
People get into that club volleyball and they get a lot better quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're playing against top-level competition And, you know, once the season starts, you know, I hate to say it, but sometimes you can see the kids that played club volleyball.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of stick out,
yeah,
and especially early in the season.
I also feel like, don't you feel like that? I mean, I think their coaching in the MAC is phenomenal.
I always say that.
Jeez, they're good.
I mean, I don't care what sport it is. I mean,
yep,
there are some incredible coaches, you know, that just have programs and systems and you know, they're gonna make their program consistently competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it doesn't matter if it's football, baseball, basketball, you know, whatever. There are just a lot of good coaches. That's one of the ingredients. You know, people always ask, you know, I don't know how many times I get asked in a year's time, you know, how do you guys, you know, how are you constantly year in, year out, so competitive in all sports? And, you know, I always talk about coaches and you know, it's communities, it's giving the coaches your kids with an attitude that they're going to get, you know, you're not going to question everything that the coach says.
Yep.
You know, that you're going to buy in and you're going to get better and you're going to do what the coach says.
Yeah, the work ethic is just nuts.
And, you know, the community support is tremendous. I mean, there's so many components to it. But coaching has always been, I think, year in, year out, I don't care. You know, coaching is probably the top. You know, if you could weigh those, what impact several things have on the competitiveness of the MAC, coaching has to be clear number one.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And it's tough to be a coach in the MAC, too, you know, because you know you've got a war every weekend, you know, in football. Every game you play, a league game, is going to be a knockdown, drag-out battle, you know. If you're down a little bit, you know, it's like, oh, no. You know, it's like we're going to take a butt-beating. But, and then you get back up again, and the next sport you might be fabulous at. You know, it's neat.
Well, the thing is, you know, you have a lot of coaches are obviously competitive and you know, they like that opportunity to compete and see kind of where their team is and what they can do, you know, after that game. What can I do to make my team better for the next game?
For the next time, yeah.
And it's, you know, it's a development process through the year in some cases.
And it's to me, it's such a neat, I mean, if you go to football, Friday Night Lights, I mean, if Friday night is the great, I mean, you can't beat that. I mean, it's just so cool. And then you go to basketball and you've got packed gyms that are just, I mean, hot box and screaming. And it's just, you can't, until you've been in it, you just don't, I mean, you watch the games and it's just goosebumps and it's fun. And that's what the MAC's all about.
That's, you know, that's one of the things that I tell the kids this a lot, that, you know, you don't really understand that it's not like this everywhere in the state.
No.
You know, I mean, people can laugh about this and joke about it, whatever, but it's special in the MAC. I mean, you know, the community support, the fan support, the you know, the competitive teams, the coaching, the everything that plays into one of those games on a Friday night or a Saturday night, whatever, Thursday night, whatever it may be. You know, it's completely different. I mean, I probably have a unique perspective because I've been in a lot of different places in the state officiating over my career, and
not
I've
very
seen,
well either.
Well,
that's why he was all over the state,
I mean,
not around here.
Yeah, right. Really, yeah. Really, that
we meant that in a nice way.
That kind of went without saying. So
yeah,
you really,
good
what
point.
I mean by that is you didn't have to say that.
Okay.
It was it was kind of implied.
It was no, yeah, yeah.
But that's what I mean by that.
Yeah. But we used to laugh, like when it comes tournament time in basketball, you know, they would show a Wapak district final where they're hanging out of the rafters of all the people in there. And then, you know, you're watching Channel 7 sports, and then all of a sudden they show the same game in Dayton, and there's four people in there.
Yeah.
You know, they're playing for the same thing we were. And it's like, what, that's it?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to say this, and I could be dead wrong.
You probably are.
I agree.
Yep.
But I think the NFHS has hurt the attendance in sports. When I look at games this year on TV, on Channel 44, I look at our football games. I watched St. Henry and Coldwater volleyball game, and there wasn't 200 people in that gym.
Yeah.
And that's unusual. Has the NFHS hurt the attendance?
It's a good question, but
I would say football, for sure.
I mean, I don't care what, you know.
You still have to pay $70 a year. But
he's not saying, did it hurt financially? He's saying, did it hurt?
But I'm saying that a lot of people, I've had several people say, you know, when I was going out and trying to help the school get the logo sponsors for the NFHS, they were saying, I don't think anybody's watching anymore. They did when they had to because nobody was allowed in the gym or the stadium. But several people were saying that they just didn't think that people were buying the NFHS.
I would like to know how many people in the MAC.
And I'm sure it's different in every school and every area.
And how much it changed.
Do you buy it?
I don't have to. I get a free subscription.
Wow.
Well, look at him. He's cool.
He's an idiot.
Oh, maybe
can you give me your password?
No, because then you'll want to watch it when I'm watching it.
It'll kick you off.
You got it, Fee?
Huh? I did. I don't have it this year.
I didn't renew it. Did you?
Yeah. I do because we sometimes, if we have a malfunction with our recording, we have to go back and record our audio from the NFHS.
Yeah.
So we've had to do that once. Hopefully you don't have to do it again. But and sometimes I want to go back and watch what I think I saw. And I'm almost always right.
Now, Perry Hall texted in. He says, I use the crap out of NFHS.
And that's really what it's for.
Yeah,
it's for people
like
out
that.
Of the area. Yeah. It's for older people. I mean.
Perry's old. Yep.
Yeah, but he can still get around some.
Plays kickball.
With a torn hammy.
Ooh, that's not good.
You see this video? He tears his hammy. He's out there playing dodgeball, looping around like a moron. He's still good at it.
He's pretty good at it.
Competitor. Huh? He's a competitor.
Yeah, he is.
But so, you know, you were talking about the MAC and this and that. What was that, 3 or 4 years ago when Versailles was like fifth or sixth in the league in volleyball and then won the state championship? Do you remember where they placed in the MAC? I think they were fifth or sixth.
They were fifth, I think. They were the middle team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember going down to the Nutter Center, and it was, I don't remember what year it was, but for sales, so Shelby was playing, I think it was Coldwater.
One girl played Coldwater.
No, I'm sorry.
Shelby Whippets.
It was a Shelby Whippets playing for sales. Mm-hmm. And the week before in the regional, they had played Coldwater. And so, you know, I had a MAC shirt on, and I actually got WCSM.
No. Got him free.
Yeah, of course he did.
Yes, WCSM wanted to talk to me at halftime. So I walk over, and I sat down, and we're talking, and I get up, and it's right in front of the Shelby fans. So I'm walking back up the steps, and somebody says, hey, you got a MAC shirt on. Between Coldwater and Versailles, who won the MAC this year? We played Coldwater, and they were a bitch last week.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that team plays later today. And they go, well, what do you mean? And I said, well, Marion Local actually won the league or the conference. Coldwater came in third, and Versailles came in second.
Yeah.
And they were, like, blown away, you know.
Right. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That was a couple years ago when we had Fort Recovery, St. Henry.
Oh, yeah.
That was a freaking...
At Van Wert.
Yes.
That was phenomenal.
Was phenomenal.
Yeah, that was great.
Jeez.
Bremen.
Bremen. And I think New Knoxville.
Marion Local, wasn't it? I thought it was Marion Local.
Yeah. I was thinking it was New Knoxville.
It was Marion Local because Dan Toby was there.
Yeah.
It was exactly... Yeah, yep. Because I said hi
there were
to Dan,
four just, great... Four yeah. of the... Oh, they were probably the, four of the six best teams in the state.
Yeah, it was nuts.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy volleyball being played. And if you want to see some good volleyball, get up and watch your Indians because... Win and losses, don't worry about that. We'll get better. It's fun to watch. Kids compete like crazy. And volleyball's a good deal.
So the one point I was trying to make earlier was, you know, we talk about the environment when you go to a sporting event or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something that the NFHS is never going to replace. I mean,
right.
You just can't.
Yep.
You don't get that same feeling watching that on video as being at the game. And I would like to think, you know, that the NFHS is made for people like Perry Hall that live out of the area and a huge fan.
Yeah.
That want to keep track of the, you know, the Indians. Or
like your Aunt Irene that's just came off of surgery and she can't get to the games. And,
yep.
Yeah.
It's people like that.
They want to see.
Dare said Irene had surgery? I should have came over.
It wasn't serious. It was like hip something or something. But she was,
thanks, Don. Thanks for stopping in, Don.
I was actually at the nursing home visiting her.
Yeah. I love you. Attaboy. Let's take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk Bubba and Fee, presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Miracle Lanes is now open Thursday through Sunday until the bowling season starts in September. They'll have all your favorites, and all you have to do is grab your phone and call them at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up. Or stop by and visit with Corey and Jared. The kids want pizza, but you want a tenderloin? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Pizza, wings, subs, one of their great sandwiches, fried goodies, get whatever you want. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their buffet with pizza, boneless wings, and salad bar. Miracle Lanes will be open at 3 on Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Call them at 375-4274.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Assure, the local area suicide awareness group, will be having their annual suicide awareness community walk at the Mercer County Fairgrounds this Saturday morning, September 10th, from 8:30 to 11 a.m. If you'd like to be part of this great cause, all you need to do is stop by the fairgrounds that day and register. Get your pledges lined up ahead of time and walk as far and as long as you want, and you can start any time from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Find details at assuremc.org. All proceeds from the walk will be used to promote suicide prevention and awareness and to support local suicide support and services in our communities and schools. So if you want to help out a great cause and get a little exercise in the process, head out to the Mercer County Fairgrounds this Saturday morning, September 10th, from 8:30 to 11 a.m., and join the Suicide Awareness Community Walk presented by Assure, the area suicide support resources.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
That's just a quick little
stinger. There you go. Now you know what a stinger is.
Stinger.
I always wondered.
Yeah. Well, stinger.
That's a technical radio term.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah, I learned it from Chuck.
I got bees.
Stingers?
Hornets.
Oh, I thought you meant in high school.
No, it's unbelievable.
No, he never got that high.
I was astonished.
We had our fantasy draw.
Yeah.
And freaking bees everywhere, driving
what kind
me crazy.
Of bees?
Freaking bees. No, really? The bees are hornets.
Well, there's both. I don't know.
You saw them.
Yeah.
Right.
You were the one there.
What's the difference?
Hornets are a little bigger. Hornets are this big. Bees are only this big.
There you go.
Do you know the difference?
Yeah.
No, you don't. Yeah. Why do you sit there and like you think you're the beekeeper? Rocker, you know the difference in a hornet and a bee?
I know bee talk.
The length of the stinger is what it is.
Yeah. Do you know the difference?
I can tell the difference when I see them.
How can you tell the difference? They look identical.
No,
except the hornets are bigger.
Hornets bite the crap out of you.
Hornets
hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it.
They don't lose their stinger, right? They can sting multiple times.
I,
Hornets or wasp? Wasp hornets. Can do it.
I got a hornet bite on my wrist.
It bit you?
Oh, yeah, a stinger in there.
A stinger.
And it itched for 3 weeks.
Yeah, I've had that.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
My arm turns
everything.
Red and my fingers are numb.
That sounds like a country song.
Yeah.
Arm turning red. Gary Lee Hargis. Write that one on
there.
We're
going to Bobby.
We need to get a B guy up here. Who would be a good B guy?
Jerry Kramer.
Yeah.
He takes care of bees?
I think so.
I walk by out there. He's got 9 million of them.
Jerry Kramer?
Yeah.
See, now that's something people want to listen to.
Okay.
And he takes them in his airplane.
Great idea.
Jerry.
You know what? I think I've seen him leading bees around with his
own bees.
Yeah. It's like they do with geese.
We are marching to like the post office with the bees.
Take them to the clover fields and stuff. Yeah. It's a good idea.
I think it'd be interesting to listen.
I would listen to that.
Hear that?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Bee talk.
Wednesday night.
Maybe after the elections, after we get all the candidates on, we'll
get into nobody cares.
Really?
Yep. So, when are we voting? What we got to vote for now?
November 8th.
I thought we just voted.
That was the second primary. We had the other primary back in May.
I'm tired of voting. Tired.
You sound like a Democrat.
I don't know. I just don't care.
That's how Trump got elected. Democrats got tired of voting, so they just didn't vote. And can't figure out why Hillary didn't win.
So who are we voting for now? What we got coming up? Anything big?
Well, we got the state senators, the state representatives, the U.S. senators.
If I see one more Angie King sign out, I'm going to...
She got 100 of them.
Well...
I ain't voting for her. Too many signs.
So you're going to vote for the... So you're going to vote for Sophia Rodriguez then?
Sophia?
Who's that?
Rodriguez.
That's her opponent. Yeah, the Democrat.
I'll vote for Angie. Angie, baby, you're a special lady living in a world of make-believe.
Well, you know, if Sophia... Rodriguez gets elected, it's free tacos for life for everybody in Mercer County.
Hello.
From Casa Rodriguez.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not serious.
Why, is she the taco girl?
That's that family, yeah.
I love jambalaya.
You mean the Hank
Casa
Williams
Rodriguez?
Song?
No.
Oh, I'm with you. I miss that.
Jambalaya from Casa Rodriguez is Mexican.
Yeah, but the term is Cajun.
Yeah, it's Cajun.
Louisiana, but the way they make it is they call it jambalaya, but it isn't really jambalaya.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, it is good. It's really, really good.
Chips. I'm bringing some next week.
Okay.
Chicken or beef?
Why do y'all bring stuff like that when I'm not here?
you have to ask.
Yeah.
Brings it for people he likes.
Yep.
Ouch.
You like jambalaya?
Yes.
Yep.
You?
Better bring it. No, Have you ever had it? Never had it.
Oh my God!
Not there. I've had it.
You've had real jambalaya. Yeah.
No, this is good. This is better than jambalaya.
Yeah. Well, I actually made a whole bunch of it. Just finished it.
But you don't make
last
donuts.
Week.
Where's it at?
I finished it. I made two big, made like big rice pot full of it, and took 2 weeks to eat it, and it was awesome.
My wife
shrimp,
sloppy Joe,
sausage,
sloppy Joe.
It sucked. We're off the air. Still on sports talk. We're just talking about life happenings to start
food.
The segment.
Yeah.
Talk food too.
You don't have a food critic up here sometime.
Yeah. Well, you're one.
Hey.
You bitch about everything.
You could. I think Jerry's wife's a food critic.
Who?
Jerry Kramer's wife is a food critic.
Yeah. Is she really?
Yep. Yeah.
She is now. Digger said so.
She tells Jerry what she likes and what she doesn't like.
Mm. Well,
there you go.
Why Jerry Kramer? Thought he's a beekeeper.
Yeah, is that
and his wife's
you kill two birds with one stone.
There you go.
Or bees.
Bring them both
birds
up.
And bees. Yeah.
Bring Jerry and his wife.
Yes.
Yeah.
First hour will be bees. Second wife will be food critic.
Yeah.
There you go. I don't. I mean, is that hard?
No.
It's perfect.
No, it's exactly.
I'll
how you
sponsor
want
it. Sounds good.
That's good.
What do you think of Buckeyes Saturday night?
I'll tell you what, they were a little late getting started.
Because if I don't talk sports, Rocker has a heart attack.
He should. I'll tell you what, he's a good man.
Off the rails.
You mean because he's a Notre Dame
fan? Where are they at, Bobby?
We got to get them. I'll find out. This is big, guys. Don't Sirens.
Like, Bobby's a scanner
flying
guy.
Flying by.
Don't like that.
And they call me Scanner Bob.
Scanner Bob will get it.
Here's what we got, folks. So if this is you, here we go. The double hiss is Fort Recovery.
It is?
Okay.
Mm. Ooh, that could be fire.
Fire?
It sounded like the fire trucks.
It could be a lot of
fire. It's awesome. That's great.
Attention squad, Fort Recovery first responders. You have run to 138 Secret Shooty. 138 Secret Shooty Road, crossroads of Indian Ohio State Line Road and State Route 49. It's going to be in reference to A34 that is suicidal.
So we just violated somebody's privacy.
Why is that?
Oh, I don't know.
It's a 34.
34.
I have no idea what that is.
What that means?
Nope. No idea.
So thanks for the information.
Scanner Bob, you got to get up on your
I got to find numbers. My codes.
It's right above 35.
Yeah, it's worse
no,
than
it wouldn't be.
It'd be below.
It's worse than a 33. No, it's above it. It's worse than a 33.
Because you start at the top.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, you don't freaking... Do you think you'd start at one at the bottom and go up? I mean, come on.
I do that with a thermometer.
This is an intellectual show tonight.
You keep your rectal thermometer out of this conversation.
Yeah, you I'll got COVID already. I'm breathing on it.
I'll take it out of the conversation, but I put it on the meat and cheese tray.
It's down
so we talked about the Buckeyes, and the Buckeyes fee, me and you were back and forth. You babysat, so.
Yeah, my babysat.
You had a wedding.
Yep.
Your MVP, Grandpa.
MVP, Grandpa. Yep.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Yep. And then you, did you watch, you didn't watch any of it because you used it Ty Moeller.
I watched, I didn't watch as much. I wasn't happy not being able to watch.
Yeah. Tape it?
I hate trying to watch. I don't even like going to a bar and watch it or.
I agree nothing. With you.
You can't freaking keep, nothing. Yeah, you can't keep up on things. It's terrible.
I agree with
you. Is that because you can't hear what they're saying?
Yes.
Or,
well, you can't hear what they're saying, and then you see something happen, and somebody comes up and talks to you, and you miss the replay, and you go, what?
So now
what
you
I enjoy watching the game by in my house.
That's where I want to watch
it.
I
mean, too.
I don't want to watch it at your house. I want to watch it at my house.
Okay, that'd be good.
You could watch it at his house if you guys had separate TVs. So you could back it up and
we could actually watch the same TV, but
just not close together.
No, that's fine.
I have to back it up and watch it three or four times.
Your voice does sound good.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
It's getting worse too. You are getting major COVID.
It's not COVID.
Yeah,
do you have another test? You better be using it tomorrow morning.
You're sweating too.
Yep.
No, I'm not sweating.
Yeah, you are major sweating.
Not sweating. 104.
I'd be sweating too if I had you two bozos.
You remember MASH when they's trying to get the incubator? They were going to close the guy down because of something. He's sweating.
You're sweating.
Followed by blinking of the eyes.
Yeah, I remember that. Your eyes are blinking way too fast.
I got you good. All right, what's in the incubator? What's in the package? Adam's ribs.
Adam's ribs.
Remember this episode?
Yeah. No, I haven't watched it in 30 years.
Ooh, you don't watch MASH?
I think I watched every episode when it was on. But
you watch MASH yet?
I haven't watched it since then.
Every chance I get.
How about, what's your go-to TV show? Like, if you're home and you got the remote, what's going to come on? You're going to say bingo.
You going to stop?
I like Andy Griffith.
I do too. I'm an Andy.
I'm an Andy guy.
Yeah.
I mean, if I could pick anything, it'd be Andy Griffith.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm probably, MASH is probably in the top five.
Yep, MASH is big. Cheers.
Big Cheers fan.
Yeah,
I like
too.
Cheers.
They're not on. Seinfeld's on a lot. Yeah.
Seinfeld's still on.
Mike and Molly. I'll watch Mike and Molly.
Office.
Office is on all the time. Now I do not. Now here's what changes in me. This is my getting older and different.
Mm-hmm.
Is that I do not watch a lot of SportsCenter.
I don't either.
I used to watch SportsCenter.
I never missed anything.
Yeah. Yeah. And they'd run it for all morning. I'd watch four hours of the same thing.
It's the exact same thing.
Do you know that SportsCenter started on this date?
That's what Rocker says. Yeah, that's what Rocker says.
But yeah.
George Grant.
He says the first show on ESPN was a tractor pull.
The first sports thing.
Yeah.
It was actually, I kind of remember that. It was a full pull.
Was it a full pull?
Full pull.
Hey,
you're
let me
welcome,
ask you this.
Yeah.
What was the first song played on the MTV videos?
I know that one.
Video killed the radio
show. Yes, I do.
I asked Don.
I'm going with what Neil said.
No.
Video killed the radio. What was it?
It was
1923.
Oh, how can you ask the question?
No, it was Video Killed a Radio Star.
The Boggles. I can see this getting Googled.
Yep. They're Googled.
Yeah,
what do you say, Rocker?
The Boggles.
The Bangles? No.
What's the goddamn?
Boggles is what he said.
Boggles.
The Boggles?
I have no idea. I
don't
know.
What's
that? The name
of
the group?
I thought it was, God dang it, I can't think of the name of the group.
The Boggles.
No Boggles.
I got it right here.
They sing,
Video Killed the Radio Star.
Video Killed the Radio Star, August 1st, 1981.
1981.
The Buggles video. That's it, Rocker.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You didn't say it was Video Killed a Radio Star.
You already said that. I didn't have to say that part.
The Buggles.
The Buggles.
Yeah.
The
Buggles. Oh, my goodness.
All right. So back to the Buckeye game.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Sports talk. I forgot
start,
about that.
They were a little late getting their feet under them. You know, Stroud just didn't. He
missed.
He was
a
just
lot
a little bit off.
He was off a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't terrible, but sometimes that's all it takes.
Missed a lot of wide open guys.
Yeah,
I thought.
Yep.
Huh?
Yeah. Did you watch the same game?
I watched every play.
Then you better maybe go get some things.
Bill Stoller texts. This is hard to watch. He texts me in the third quarter. I said, you're an idiot.
Well, you don't know what he meant by that. Maybe he was really far from the TV.
It's hard to watch.
Maybe there's a lot of people.
Or inebriated.
People in front of my TV. It's hard to watch.
Didn't have his glasses.
Right. I mean, there are a lot of
kids standing in front of the TV, grandkids blocking the TV.
You're an idiot.
Could have been any of those.
No, I'm just saying. Nobody is as spoiled as an Ohio State football fan.
I agree. 100%.
That's a no-doubter.
Alabama?
What was that?
Alabama fans, maybe? We don't have a lot up here.
Hey, Rocker's supposed to be in his underwear today, too.
Whoa.
Wasn't that the bet?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I didn't bet that.
Yeah, you did.
You didn't bet it?
Huh?
I thought he bet it.
You said Ohio State, Notre Dame would beat Ohio State?
Yep.
Loser does the show in his underwear.
Dire Straits.
No.
That was the first video.
No.
No.
God dang it. I think it
Salt and a Swing?
Yeah.
Salt and a Swing.
It's Bungle's video. Sing it for us, Rocker.
Video killed the radio star.
Man, it sounded good, didn't it?
It's beautiful.
It's good.
There ain't a dry eye in
great,
the house.
Great pipes.
Good pipes.
Yep. Okay, here's my complaints, Buckeyes.
Okay.
Number one.
It's hard to watch.
The fan sound was too loud. I couldn't hear the announcing.
Yeah.
They do that a lot.
Yeah. Why is it?
It's your
TV. Turn up the field mic.
There's got to be something you can switch there.
They turn up the field mic, which collects sound from the crowd and whatever. And, you know, I think it makes it gives it's supposed to give people a sense of what it's like if you're actually there.
Yeah.
What's he doing over there?
He's trying to get his chair. It's not even the one he's sitting in is trying to fix it. It's okay.
But it sounds, the game, I didn't like it.
Yep.
Because I want to hear Herbie.
Herbie's good.
You know what I'm saying? I want
to
hear that.
I do think it's a little bit difficult sometimes to understand when it's like that.
It is.
Yes,
so loud.
Yeah.
Well, I agree.
And I can promise you all you'd have to, if Chuck was there, all you have to do is say, hey, Chuck, a little loud. Problem solved. He just turned them.
You mean if Chuck was at my house?
No, if Chuck Rohr was at the game, if he was in charge of the game, he just turned the knob down a little
myself.
Bit.
But they're telling you to turn it up. I'd say ABC's saying, crank up that crowd noise. We want to hear that, baby. But we don't want to.
You need it to be background. You don't need it to be front and center.
Was that beautiful Ohio Stadium at night?
Yeah.
When that band comes. I mean, is that video.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. Is there anything better?
Nothing.
It's awesome. It is freaking awesome.
Do any of you know was the... was the first night game
Bengals.
At Ohio Stadium. Did we play Notre Dame in that in a night game about 30 or 40 years ago?
Last time, so
the first
in 95 they played Notre Dame.
Yep, we were there.
Before that, it was 35-36.
Yeah, it was a long time.
But I'm saying the first night game they had there with temporary lighting.
Washington, wasn't it?
Well, I was at that game. One.
So it was Washington?
I believe it was.
Okay. I just remember, I was there. I think I remember that with just these weird contraptions with lights.
They had like crank up.
Yeah.
These
kind of like Cooper's, only they go like a little bit higher.
A little bit higher,
yep. First night game. You guys are so stupid. First night game was September 14th, which was close to 1985.
It was close to 1985.
Versus the Pitt Panthers.
Mm.
Pitt Panthers. Ohio State won 10-7. There you go. Were you at that game?
No, I don't know.
Were you at the game?
No, I probably was.
I was at one.
I would say it, Tony
where they
Dorsett.
Had the temporary lights.
Would that be a Tony Dorsett?
Ooh,
that
good thought.
He played at Pitt. I was thinking,
wasn't he at Pitt? I was thinking touchdown. Tony was Pitt.
Yeah,
he was. I think.
Was he? Okay, I believe you.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Rocker? Rocker has a question or a statement.
Wouldn't Tony been playing Dallas by that point?
Well, I don't know.
85?
Don't know. Don't know.
We could look it up, but I don't care.
No, right. It's just something. You're sweating and
No, I'm not sweating.
Spency is one Swisher Sweet away from being on oxygen at Miami Valley.
Well, right before I go, I'm going to give you a big old kiss.
Take you with me. I was in Calpe, Texas today. I laugh forever. What's happening?
I don't know.
Playing music.
There's your trouble.
There's your trouble. I don't know how it came on.
Hey, we're going to get fined for that, right?
No, I didn't play long enough.
No. We have a... We pay the licensing stuff.
We can play any music we want.
Let it roll.
Yeah.
Really?
I do it every day.
But I thought you could only play certain...
Tony Dorsett was drafted in 1977.
Holy moly.
First round one, second pick.
So he probably wasn't playing at Ohio State in 85?
85. He
could have been.
He's probably pretty good.
He'd been 30 years old.
Wouldn't have been too bad.
I hate when he's right.
TD.
All right, you get used to it after a while.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bill isn't used to it yet. But
I knew that was a little off.
Sounded right to me. I don't know.
I hate him. How you getting uptown tonight? Yeah, liar. Let's take a break. Want to? It's 9:12.
So are we actually going to do some sports talk when we come back?
Yeah. We got her going tonight. We're talking.
Yep.
We got the Reds.
Video playing radio star.
No, we're going to talk about. Our last segment is going to be.
That's leisure, sports and leisure.
Oh yeah,
hey, segment is going to be about the referees.
Referees.
We're going to raise some hell.
Mm-hmm.
So I want the out song to be "Raise a Little Hell." Can you play that?
You mean like right now?
Yeah. Can you play that?
Well, maybe if you.
Who sings that? Raise a little hell.
Us.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
So far, it's
who
us.
Who sings it, Rocker?
Raise the Poison.
It's an 80s hair band. We're going to be mad when we hear it. Okay, we're going to say Autograph.
Trooper.
Yeah.
Is it?
Super Trooper.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Play it. Let's hear it.
Well, I'm trying.
That's it.
Yeah.
Trooper.
All right, we're coming back with...
From the album Thick as Thieves.
Thick as Thieves. We're coming right back with referee Don Kemper.
Hey, referee.
No commissioner. Referee.
Referee.
Don Kemper.
Klingchen & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at KlingchernandSons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, our Lady Indians will travel to Versailles to take on the Tigers. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast of the match, and the NFHS video will be available. On Friday, it's MAC football again as our Indians travel to Minster. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that game with our pregame show starting at 6:40, and the NFHS video will be available. Get to as many games as you can to help support our Indians teams this fall. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and V.
Good here on Wednesday night. Bubba V Show.
Yeah.
We're going to talk refereeing now, Bobby.
Yeah,
says.
We are going to talk refereeing.
Refereeing.
Okay, so right now, if Neil gets online, mm-hmm. can Neil be a referee?
Yep.
Bye-bye. We hire him.
Place.
I want Neil to do the Fort Recovery Senator game next year.
It'll have to be a Fort Recovery. I'm not going into St. Henry's gym.
You're throwing out everybody
Neil,
in there,
too.
You've
got to get online and get your license. If you can do it in 5 hours,
yeah.
you have
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you can stand there and like
throw them out
referees
right away.
Come up to you, pull your mat,
yeah.
your rep card out.
Hold on. You don't understand. I'm a referee.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what he'll tell them.
Yeah,
you're gonna. I am a referee.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'd
have
I'll
to.
I'll pay for it.
I'd have to do. Oh, I don't care.
Yeah. You in or out?
I'm in. Awesome.
I'm in. Is it that you? First of all, you don't pay to get in any games. You don't do.
Well, you never have to pay when you referee.
You almost oh. never. Referees almost never pay when they go to the games.
I mean, yeah. you got to be really bad to have to pay when you.
That'd be $5 to get in. I'm the referee. Okay, ten.
Okay, ten.
$10. That's what I was reading.
Your reputation precedes you.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm listening to Sports Talk, Lima Sports Talk. They're talking about, they had this guy on from Toledo, and he's talking about 10 years ago, there was 140 referees in the Toledo,
area?
That's that, whatever it's called.
Metroplex, we'll call it.
And he said this year is 94.
Whoa.
Is that?
That's fewer.
Quite a few.
That's
fewer.
A drop of 50 in 4 years. Is it fading that fast?
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, go to a game. I don't care if it's a what sporting event. Look at the officials. I tell people this all the time. Look at the officials and tell me, number one, and I joke because I'm one of them, right?
Okay.
Are those guys going to be able to officiate in 5 years? And are they going to be above ground in 5 years?
Yeah. Ooh,
that's true.
Yep.
And I'm including myself in that.
Okay, so the reason it's dying out is because we're getting older, or is it because this guy says it's because of the fan behavior? Now, have you seen any of that?
I mean, we don't.
You think that's scare? I ain't gonna scare referees out.
I don't think so.
Here's what I think it is. This is my opinion only. I think there are too many things competing with. Like, I mean, think about it. When I started officiating. There wasn't, like, what could you do after work on a weeknight? You'd go sit at a bar.
Watch MASH.
You could watch MASH. Or you could you know, whatever. I mean, you mm-hmm. know, the possibilities were much more limited than they are now. I mean, people have all kinds of things to do.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So there's so much more stuff competing with officiating. And, you know, to be honest with you, we've had people that have gotten their license go out, and they it may not be a fan, but it may be a coach that, you know, just tears them apart. And they're a young guy, and they go, you know what?
Stick it.
Or girl. And they go, why do I want to put up with this for $50?
Yeah.
So do they get paid enough? Is that part of it? What does it, what does it take to bribe them to do it?
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure that.
Do you think that enters into it at all? Either.
I think that'd be another one.
Probably if it's $1,000 a game for a high school game,
yeah.
People better.
I mean, if it is it 80 or 100, I mean,
yeah.
I don't think that's going to matter.
Okay.
So can an athletic director, okay, so like the MAC have a rule where everybody pays the same?
Yes.
Now, let's say you got somebody who cancels at the last minute. Can you say, hey, I need you, I'll give you 110, or I'll give you, or is that something you don't do?
Normally, they don't do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you get in a circumstance, you could make it happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had softball umpires that, you know, they made what they made, and I told them, I'll give you, you know, another 20 in cash if you'll do that game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's an umpire make for softball?
60, 70 maybe.
$70?
Ain't very much. No. Well, you make volleyball, same?
No, volleyball is 90.
What's the difference?
20.
Yeah. Ooh, that's fast, Bobby.
Thanks.
If you do one softball game a week, that's not all that much. But if you do two or three, that's a couple $100.
Right.
And you do that four times.
One shot in a spleen.
A month.
It's over.
So you got $700,000-$800,000 that you didn't have before.
Right.
So most of the officials will do a number of games.
Yeah. I mean, it's not uncommon for somebody to do a Monday night, Tuesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday.
Yeah.
So five games in a week.
Yeah.
Very few games on Wednesday night, but you can find them.
Yeah, not in this specific area, but not very far away.
Right.
Yep.
Interesting. That's pretty good money.
That ain't bad, Jack.
Yeah, if you're doing one game, yeah. But if you're doing three or four or five.
Volleyball is a sport. You don't move. Stand up there.
Yep. You have to have
your card out, red card.
But in softball,
are you whistling to me?
But in basketball, you got to run your butt off.
Yeah,
basketball, you got to run. Body ain't never gonna do that. Football, somebody's gonna clip you, kill you.
Football, I will not do football. Yeah. Danger sport. Yes or no?
No.
Football for referee?
Nope.
Ah,
nope.
Come on.
How many times have you been knocked down in a football game, Darius?
Well, he may get knocked down, but he gets up again.
Yeah.
He gets knocked down, but he's up again. And then we only keep it down. Twice you got knocked down?
Yeah, twice. Yep.
Did you cry?
Just a little.
Yeah, just like I squeezed a tear out. But they, you know, you just have to know what to do. You have to know to, you know, to get out of the way when they come to the sideline or whatever. You know, probably the most dangerous spot on the field is umpire. You know, you have receivers or running backs coming out of the backfield. You have linebackers,
yeah.
You know, coming over to cover them, and they don't care if you're in the way or not.
They're coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was always a wing guy. I'm not the smartest guy, but I was smart enough to stay out of the middle of the field.
Yeah.
Wings ain't bad.
Did you, your love of basketball was probably why you liked doing basketball better, or not really?
Yeah. Yep.
Because you got to admit, you kind of like basketball more. That was your favorite sport?
I like basketball.
Is your favorite sport?
What?
Is your favorite sport still?
Yeah.
Good. How's Renko?
Renko's okay.
Is it still Renko?
Yes.
And do we have a place of operation?
Yes.
In?
Chickasaw? Downtown Balmy Chickasaw.
Balmy Chickasaw. That's where you're at.
Yep.
How's business?
It's too busy right now.
Boom. Is it really?
Yep.
You got anybody hired?
No.
You looking for somebody? Because Rocker would love.
What trophies to get?
You in or out?
What am I doing?
Yep. Just
putting
say yep.
Trophies together.
Trophies. Well, put them together.
You're
trophy
out. Builder. You can do it.
Just have to come check us all. I mean, just
well,
gotta get
why
the
don't you off move course. It to Fort Recovery, like right next to Rocker's house? They can just help you.
How about if I move it in Rocker's house?
That would be perfect.
Yeah.
You'd have to, what, look, has, you'd be has, building trophies and hearing porn in the background.
He has two bedrooms upstairs that aren't being used.
I'm just teasing. I tease because I love.
Can't get that.
Can't say it was straight.
Love. I love you, Rocker. With all my heart.
No, it's busy right now, and you know, getting ready for the conference sports seasons to start. Northwest Conference Awards and MAC mm-hmm. Awards, and then there's just a lot of stuff going on. Cross country invitationals, golf invitationals. You know,
wide open.
It's and then I do shirts as well, screen print shirts, and that's crazy.
Is it really? Mm.
Yep.
Well, I don't
screen print Hawaiian shirts, O'Neill.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I would say that you probably are going to do well, but you're no Mason Springer.
I am. That is correct. I am no Mason.
That
Springer.
Is exactly right.
Mason Springer.
He is awesome.
Thank you for coming over tonight.
He's well, awesome. You're welcome, Bubba.
You are one of my all-time favorites.
So you're sending him home? Yep. Sound like you're dismissing.
It's 9:30. This show.
It's almost dark.
Is all, it is. Hey, today.
Hey.
Rocker.
Wow.
You talk about.
I'm right here.
Today is the last day until April 22nd that the sun sets 8 o'clock or beyond.
I think it's April 1st, but yeah, go ahead.
It's April something.
Channel 7 depends on which station you're looking at, but Channel 7 had it as April 1st or something.
It's sad.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
Days are getting shorter. The nights are longer than
moonshine. Something like that.
Who sings that?
America.
America. Son of a... That guy ain't the commissioner for nothing, I'll tell you that.
Quick.
He
quick
is good. That one. He's solid.
He is solid.
He is a good boy. You're a very good boy. You know who else is a good boy? That guy right there. He's a good
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, your doggy.
Doggy? I don't have a dog. Dog put him down.
Dead.
But he was a good boy.
He was a good dog. He dead dog now. But
he was a good boy.
He's
all right.
Good boy.
Well, thanks for having me over. It was fun.
Yep.
We'll get you back in basketball.
Not really, Rocker.
We'll get you back during basketball season.
I can't wait.
It'll be here before you know it.
Next Wednesday. What have we got next Wednesday?
Don't know.
You have an agenda?
My wife's leaving for Colorado next Thursday.
Adios.
Oh.
It's a Colorado Rocky Mountain High. She's going to Vail.
Hopefully John Denver's not flying her.
Wow.
Yikes. Yeah, that's a little... harsh.
Yeah. Ouch. Well, on
hey, Rocker,
the,
what
insight,
are you doing this week? You going to Colorado?
Yeah.
On Insight next week, we have Erin Miner. She's going to give us kind of the preliminaries on the 100th anniversary celebration for our courthouse.
Nice.
It's going to be next year, but she wants to get in a little bit of information before that. And then there'll be a big celebration and 100th.
Celebrate.
Birthday, anniversary, whatever you call it, for our courthouse.
We have the St. Joe Festival this weekend.
Yes, we do.
St. Joe Festival.
Chili. Yep.
Chili.
Yep.
Yep. Get out there and get some chili.
Chili.
We have the Calcutta.
Calcutta.
It's always a big weekend of golf.
Hit her straight.
Keep your head down.
Keep your head down. Hit her straight.
This is Walter Sikorsky. Hey, another thing happened.
Oh.
Big P, he always did the... Whenever he'd act like he boxed, it was, who was the guy who said George something? Remember that guy Big P always said when he would act like he fought?
Yeah.
What the hell was that guy? I got to look it up.
George Foreman's the only one I know.
No, he's an old guy.
Yeah, you would.
He said he could stick 8 quarters on his. No, 12 quarters on his.
On his what?
On his kitchen table.
Yeah. On his.
Yep. Finger, elbow. Oh, and then, yeah, you can stack them up and then flip them and catch them all. Yep.
Yep.
What's
yep.
his name? You Googled it.
Steel. George Steel.
Oh, you,
what's a steel?
George the Animal Steel.
No, it wasn't George the Animal Steel. It was some steel. Steel.
Remington Steel.
Wasn't Remington Steel. John.
Jacob.
John Goldheimer. No, it was John something. John Steel.
I've
I got to look at
Johnny
over.
Johnson. Joe Johnson.
Not too long ago, he was George.
It was Joe Johnson.
John George.
John George
Steel. I'm going to get it, and you guys are going to say, really? You're unbelievable.
There used to be an old fighter that stood like that.
Yeah.
I think it was Joe Johnson or Johnson.
I believe, yeah. Yep,
it was Joe Johnson.
Yep,
Joe
I believe Johnson. So. Yep, that's the picture you see.
Who?
Joe Johnson.
Joe Johnson.
Yep.
No, wasn't Joe.
Well, it might not be who you're talking about. That is who we're
it's
talking
who
about.
Who we're talking about.
Yeah. Since you can't find your guy,
we're
talking about
it.
Our guy.
Big P always talked about it.
Obviously, it's stuck in your mind.
It did.
Yeah.
I got Alzheimer's.
Parts of it stuck in the mind.
Yeah.
Something about George or John or something that began with a J.
John something.
John Jacob Jinglehammer Smith.
No, it's John
Sullivan.
John L. Sullivan.
L. Sullivan, okay.
John L. Sullivan, that's it.
There you go.
So it wasn't George the Animal Steel?
It was John L. Sullivan. Oh. Big people
yeah, it's
John L. Sullivan. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? That's like Steel.
Yeah, Sullivan,
Sullivan.
Steel.
Sullivan,
yeah.
Steel.
Both begin with an S?
S and S.
And John and
T-U.
George.
T-U.
John L. Sullivan. Good job.
Uh-huh.
See, that's why we...
That's a champ right here.
Well, we mesh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he...
We're Mike and Mike.
You're right. He's smart and you're not.
I think he has you on that one, Bob.
Really can't argue, can I? Volleyball tomorrow night for sales right yep. here on Fort Recovery Radio. Yep. We're simulcast yep. with Rob Weaver.
Yep.
And then on Friday, we got the Minster Wildcats over at Minster. Get over there and root your Indians on.
Yes.
It's going to be a great weekend, folks. Beautiful weather.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, just don't get no better than this.
Right.
Don't get no better, Rocker, does it? Open your windows up tonight, get a good night's sleep.
Yep.
There we go.
Yep.
You open your windows up, you should keep her closed.
Sometimes, but
what about you?
I don't have anything good from
Central
the west.
Air, don't mess with it.
You don't really mess with them.
Don't you? Oh, yeah. What about you? Leave her
Central
go?
Air.
You guys are rich. These guys are rich. You got Central Air?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're rich. You got Central Air, Rocker?
I'm hang body cold rich.
Hang body cold rich.
I don't know what he said.
I don't know.
It's like Joe Biden. What'd you say?
You can hang meat in my house.
You can hang meat. Oh, you keep her cold?
That's how rich I am.
Keep her chilly.
He does.
Side of beef.
Once again, my friend, Mr. Harold Philly, Don Kemper.
We'll see
Rocker,
you next week.
Bob Stogler. And the man behind the boards, Mr. Spencey. See you next Wednesday, folks. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station.